Nick, the pros by my house remember you playing Nickel Knoll as a junior in the Arlington Heights Northbrook junior matches.
Yeah.
You still remember any of those?
Yeah, I do. I still remember a lot of those matches. It's very young, obviously, but, you know, a lot of fun times.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this week. How do you think it went for you?
It was definitely a up and down week for me. I mean, I felt like I you know, ended on a good note today. I was happy with the way I played today, but I kind of made too many, you know, little mistakes throughout the 4 days, and we obviously saw some crazy weather. So above all else, I feel like it was a positive week for me and going forward.
Some guys, where you're at, the biggest challenge can always be getting enough places, enough tournaments to play.
Yeah.
How is your schedule? How much are you playing?
Well, you know, people ask me my schedule all the time, but it's unknown right now. I just don't have status anywhere, and I got to create my own by Monday qualifying or, you know, playing in lesser events. So I'm just trying to get better and trying to absorb and learn everything I can when I get opportunities like this. Obviously very, very thankful to play this week. So hopefully I, you know, get some good momentum going since I, you know, from today, because today was a great round.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you know you're going to try to qualify for?
U.S. Open. That's next Monday, not this Monday, but the next Monday, the 3rd.
Mm-hmm. And where's that at?
Springfield, Ohio.
Beyond that, like you said, you're trying to create things. How is your game with maybe not getting in as many tournaments as you want?
It's great. I mean, you know, obviously tournament golf and you know, when you're playing with your buddies on any given day is different. But getting reps in, you know, playing against buddies, you know, it's definitely fun too. And I feel like I'm getting enough reps in to get better every day. So it's definitely a different, you know, a transition from college. Obviously, you have a perfect schedule. Everything's made out for you. But right now, you know, I'm learning a lot, so that's all I can ask for, and I know I'm getting better.
Mm-hmm. So how much do you stay in touch with the other U of I guys, Dylan, and, you know, some of the other guys, and maybe some of the guys that are still there and,
you know,
and having a rough week this week, obviously?
Yeah, it's tough to see. You know, I'm proud of them, though. They came around a lot. Nobody expected them to win Big Tens, I feel like. I feel like they were doubted the whole year, and they felt like everyone in the Big Ten felt like they, you know, they were, you know, there for it this year. I felt like they, you know, they had a chip on their shoulder. They played with something to prove, and they went out there and won. And, you know, obviously it's a tough week this week, but they, you know, won regionals, which was impressive too for itself. And really proud of Michael for winning regionals. And hopefully, you know, they at least finish well today. I didn't see it, but I'm proud of them.
Anything that you're trying to do, any goals that you have for the rest of the year, obviously above and beyond just trying to get into tournaments?
You know, it's kind of hard. For me, it's hard. Obviously, I set goals every year, but I like to keep them private, but it's hard for me to set goals this year because I don't really, you know, have a tour. I don't, you know, have status, but I do have some goals. I'd like to keep them private, but I feel like I'm on track to attaining them. I feel like I'm going to have a hot summer. I feel like I'm going to play great. And this round today really, I think I hit every green today. So this round today really helps put some momentum going forward. It gives me confidence, you know.
You still working with the same teacher?
Yeah, Brett Packy. Yeah. Oh, no, he's at Northmore.
Northmore.
Yeah,
that's right.
He teaches at Northmore, yep.
Vince, first off, how would you sum up this week here at the Glen Club?
It was okay. I felt really good on the golf course all week, and I just didn't get the putts rolling throughout the week. I just struggled hitting my lines and picking out good reads and wasn't hitting putts with any amount of authority out there, so... But besides that, I thought I drove it great and gave myself a boatload of opportunities. I couldn't capitalize once I got on the green, so that sucks.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the last time you were here, you walked away with a trophy at the Illinois Open. Are you playing better now than then? Is the golf
course?
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, the golf course plays harder now. Like, it's playing 500 yards longer, probably. The pins are better, so. And, of course, there was some weather we had to deal with, so. But I think I'm definitely playing better than I was at the Illinois Open. I keep doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. My understanding is because of your commitment out here on web.com, you're not going to be able to come
back? Yeah, I've looked at it. Sometimes I do the Monday through Wednesday for the Illinois Open, so if it's opposite of a golf course I've played a whole lot, I might play the Illinois Open and then take a late-night flight to wherever we have to go. So I'll take a further look at it.
Mm-hmm. But that worked out for you last year, though, didn't you? You got to the airport from here, and you went out and played pretty
well.
Yeah, in California.
Yeah, in San Francisco. I had nothing else to do, and so it's. I didn't know I was in the San Francisco event either. So I found out on Tuesday during the Illinois Open that I got into San Francisco, so I played two events in seven days.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this season for you. What's it been like being out more regularly on web.com this year?
It's been good. I've played a lot of consistent golf. I just haven't capitalized a whole lot on the weekends, sometimes going backwards on Sundays and Saturdays. So that's kind of something I'm still working on, and it's close. So I just have to tidy up some loose bolts, and I think we'll be all right.
Where do you go from here, and also are you trying to qualify for U.S. Open?
No, U.S. Open. Going to Raleigh on Tuesday, and then we'll be back, I think, June 9th for the Springfield event. So Raleigh, Greenville, Springfield, Wichita, Utah, and the week off for the 4th of July. Yeah.
Have you written a letter for sponsor exemption for John Deere by chance?
No, I think that ship has sailed. There was probably a time right out of college that I could have, but I'm pretty committed to a full schedule on web. So.
Yeah, I like to look at leaderboards so I know where I stand always. So I'm walking up 15, I got a good look at it, and kind of knew 18 was going to probably be the number either free and clear or playoff. So I know I needed three birdies coming in, and by the time I get to 17, you're kind of hoping for a birdie and luck there. And I was just between clubs, and it was a tough shot today. The wind kind of came up, and there's no wind today. And then all of a sudden it kind of came up, and I had the perfect club if there's no wind. And just kind of threw me in between, and I took the club that could go in the hole, and just pulled it.
Yeah. What'd you hit there?
Hit a 5-iron.
So, what was it playing, do you know?
188 into the wind. My 6-iron's about a 188 club. So that wind came up, and it was probably a good 6-yard hurt on that wind. So
yeah, they only temp all day, right?
I mean, yeah.
So calm all day.
Yeah.
Until a 17.
I would have loved to be calm one more hole there. But, no, good day.
You made the long birdie putt on 9.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know, was that 20 foot? What would you guess? You remember?
Yeah, maybe 30 feet. 30 feet, yeah.
And that seemed like, boom, and you started like getting a little birdie run there.
That was huge. I made another big putt early on 6 for par from about 20, or probably 15 feet or so. And that really kind of kept me hanging in there. I wasn't hitting bad golf shots, but just wasn't perfectly sharp today. And just didn't hit many shots close. Just I had to make those 30-footers and stuff. And I made that one. That really spurred me on. Hit a great wedge shot on 10. I guess it almost went in. And made another nice putt on 12. Good wedge shot. Hit great wedge shots on 13, 14, 15. And had a nice one into 18. I just only converted 2 of 5. So I needed to convert probably 5 of 5. So
how often do you always wear the Illini colors?
Yeah, this is power colors right here. This is Sunday. We always wore the orange shirt on Sunday, and had it all planned out. So I had orange in the closet, and I was like, we'll save that for Sunday. So
well, they need a lot of power today. It's been a rough go this week for them at the Nationals. Not exactly finishing. I'm sure where Mike and the guys are used to finishing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just impressive the run that they've been on, just getting there. Won Big Tens again. They got a younger team. No seniors, juniors, and some very contributing freshmen. And at this point in the year, you're not a freshman anymore. You've been there for a while, but I know they're disappointed, but they'll come back stronger. Coach will use this as motivation, and the guys won't need it as motivation very much. It really, when you get the Nationals, it's intense. It's a different level. And I remember my first time, it was as a freshman, I was out of place, I felt like. It was a big deal. And it's a great learning experience for them, and you go back and you get stronger from it, and you know what you need to go work on, and they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, could you give us a thought on, I guess Mike is up for National Coach of the Year. I mm-hmm. forget the name of the coach it's named after, but after what he's done this year, I'm sure you would feel he's a deserving recipient if the vote goes that way.
Definitely, exactly for what I just said. They have a young team. They don't have any, I don't want to say leaders because the juniors are leaders, but guys that have been there for a long time. So coach kind of has to take a little more, I'd say, of that role. And you've seen the guys grow through the year so much. And I think that's a staple of Coach Small's teams. I mean, I know I grew so much as a player, as a person, in 4 years, and it's cool to see him keep doing it and take guys freshman year that a team that was or early in the year that was kind of struggling out of the gates, and by championship season they're ready to roll, and that's coach preparing them. That's him.
this year was the first year of this tournament, brand new event. How would you say it went from a player's viewpoint, you know, operations, the choice of the golf course, all of those things?
Truly was awesome. I mean, always want to come back to Chicagoland. It's just, I mean, it's kind of a home event, even though I grew up downstate, but so many Illini fans out here. But, I mean, they had some tough luck on the weather. Great, at least we got a good Sunday and a pretty good Saturday, too. And the venue was great. I mean, so many volunteers. There's volunteers everywhere. I mean, as we go through the tour, there's not that many volunteers at every stop. That's unique to here. And it's cool for a first-year event to see the support that this got. And I know they came here 6 years ago, or for 6 years, maybe a decade ago or something. But I know we're happy to be back. So I hope they enjoyed us here and hopefully come back for a long time.
Are you on to North Carolina this coming week?
Yep, Raleigh.
Okay. So you're going to go down there and root Nick through the Monday qualifier?
That's right. I was looking at the board on 18 there. I saw T27. That stinks. He played a great round, 7-under, 65, I think I saw. And, yeah, hopefully he just get on those runs. I mean, I know he doesn't have status, so he's going to have to get an event and finish in the top 5-3 or something to really get playing. But he's a great player, and he can do that.
Are you going to try to qualify for U.S. Open?
Mm-hmm, yep. So that's,
when do you do that?
That's a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
In Columbus. Yep.
One more for you. Yeah. I know it's been a while since you won. Yeah. Today, I mean, you were that close, I guess, yeah. Right? How do you weigh the frustration of that and the fact that you just played well and you can maybe build on this, right?
This game's such a process. I mean, I've been struggling for a few years, and it's just a process to put yourself back in the mix, which I did in Kansas City a couple weeks ago, and thought I handled it well there. I just kind of got off with my swing and hung on for that weekend. And these last couple days, I wasn't sharp, but I was closer. So it's like, I'm proud that I was closer, and I'm proud how I hung in there and pieced together a round when I wasn't hitting on all cylinders. I could have easily gone and shot even today. And I hung in there, and I got hot there. And I'll learn from it. I'll be more comfortable the next time. And this is kind of how I went in 2012. I put myself in the mix probably 3 or 4 times and only finished in the top 10. And then all of a sudden, boom, boom, a couple wins. And it's just all part of the process. So.
And Casey was the one where you finished in the top 10, right? So was yeah, that your last tournament before this one?
I played last week as well, okay. But did a lot of good things last week too, but just putts weren't going in quite the same rate. So.
Luke, a final one. Our understanding is there's several Illinois alums, I'm told, have a sponsor's exemption letter on Claire Peterson's desk for John Deere. Might you be one of them?
I am not. I haven't written it, honestly. I haven't played a lot of good golf starting like 2 months ago and past, and I just felt like I wouldn't be deserving of it. I mean, I've been playing some really good golf now, don't get me wrong, and I'm trending. So I would feel good about writing a letter and feel like I would deserve a spot, but I'm going to focus on the web. I love the John Deere. That's my fifth major every year. It's one of my fondest memories in 12 when I finished fifth and all my buddies cheering me on. Hopefully I can get back to tour. That will be always one of the biggest events on my schedule.